come out wherever you are. Come out wherever you are. From across the nation or around the world, Eric's Editorial Podcast is now in the air. Episode 710 has arrived. And to my loyal listeners, I hope that each and every one of you are doing as great as you can continue to be. This episode of Eric's Editorial Podcast, EEP, we're just going to keep it simple, if you will. We're going to just wing it, all right? At the time of this episode's recording, it is Easter Sunday. And, of course, Easter always falls on what, the last Sunday of in March, give or take. And certain people got their Easter hunts going on. Oh, come on, come on. I've been having problems with my vehicle. I still think that my transmission is trying to go out on me again, which makes me extremely nervous. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. I am driving hands-free. I assure you, I'm driving hands-free. I want to make this light. Come on, come on, come on. Don't be cute. Easter is happening, and I did an Easter episode last year. But I want to get into the details of the origins of Easter, and I wasn't able to do it. So, oh well. For those of you who choose to believe, happy Easter. You know what I mean? I am curious of the purpose of painting the eggs, the coloring of the eggs. Where did the eggs become a symbol of so-called or so-said holiday? That's something that I have to do my own diligence on. I'm on my way to a club meeting. I'm late as usual, because I went out clubbing the night before. Came in, woke up, went back to sleep, realized I had less than an hour, said I'm not going to rush. But I guess that I want to use this opportunity to talk about discouragement. Disappointment and discouragement. Lately, so much is going around me as far as people want to, you know, move on from certain clubs, certain organizations, keep their distances and what have you. And let me make myself clear, sir or ma'am, the reason is are 100% legit. But when you kind of see, I'm trying to say this where it makes sense. So bear with me, sir and ma'am. Bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. How many of you, my loyal listeners, decided to save yourselves and remove yourselves from a sinking ship? How many of you, my loyal listeners, decide to not just keep talking about problems, but you decide to become problem solvers? Even if it means let me excuse myself or remove myself from what I perceive to be a problem or problems. I have certain people who I consider to be friends who are doing that in certain aspects of my life. And they doing what's best for them. And I'm constantly being, you know, hearing words in my ear to do what's best for you. And I'm not in denial. But it's like, I don't want to start over. I know we got to start over. I know. Regardless of what type of situation, circumstances throughout your life, you got to start over. I get that. But I hope that those of you listening to the sound of my voice can understand where I'm coming from. You know, it's like every time you look around, here we go again. And quite honestly, I don't want to do it again. One, I feel I'm too old. I done got comfortable. And it's not necessarily about to get out your comfort zone. I just don't want to do it again. And I can't specify what the situation is about. I assure you, it's nothing criminal. Let me make that absolutely clear. It's nothing criminal. It's nothing illegal. It's just a dilemma. What y'all know the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm in a situation to where overall I enjoy being a part of this. Yet I don't like what I see. And none of us out here are dumb. None of us out here are stupid. So I'm not going to pretend as if I'm dumb. I'm not going to pretend as if I'm stupid. And neither should you. I apologize. I know I have a habit of rambling. And thank y'all so much for, you know, dealing with me rambling. It's just that I'm a part of something that I truly like. And I basically made it clear to myself that if this does not work, I'm done with it, period. Because quite honestly, I have more important things to do with my money. And just as important, I have more important things to do with my time than to be going through unnecessary nonsense. I can deal with this nonsense for free if I choose to deal with it. I have a job in which at least I get paid to deal with the unnecessary nonsense of others. I no longer wish to not only volunteer my time, but I'm actually paying you to deal with your unnecessary drama. And matter of fact, I think that's going to be the name of this episode. Unnecessary drama. It's like the answer is there, but I don't want to jump the gun. I'm trying to just do the bare minimum just to keep the peace. And it seems thus far that that's not going to be enough. And I'm trying to get out of my own head. But let me repeat thyself. I am not stupid. So I'm not going to allow you to think that I'm stupid. All right. One thing that I don't like anybody to do is attempt to insult my intelligence. I'm looking at one of our city buses with the wrong sign on it. Wow, we don't even have this type of bus route out here. I guess I'll figure it out. I guess I'll figure it out. I would ask you guys and gals for suggestions, but whatever you're listening to, or however you're listening to this podcast to, I guess there's no way for you to reply. Unless you do the poll, P-O-L-L. I'll figure it out as if I have a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this edition 710 of Eric's Editorial Podcast. Please remain safe, blessed, and privileged for yourselves and your family, for this episode is now in the books. And if you don't do anything, say a prayer for Eric, okay? See you later.